Hi, and welcome to the SEO podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. My name is Chris Burris, one of the owners of eWeb Results.
My name is Matt Bertram, the SEO expert person.
This guy right across from me,
the office.
He is an influencer. And do you know how you can recognize an influencer? They tell you.
They put it on their shirt.
They tell you it's on their shirt. For you guys who are on YouTube, make sure you subscribe and follow and check out his shirt. It is an influencer. My shirt is just branded eWeb Results. And I'm excited about this podcast. I actually don't have a review. I didn't even look for them because there's a lot has been going on.
We got a lot of reviews, actually.
We got
a bunch of testimonial videos all over the place.
Yes. Yeah. They're happening everywhere. Yeah. You can see the new digs. Like, the podcast is in a new place. And I got to tell you, I was thinking about this. I'm here sitting in the podcast, and I've been doing this podcast since, 2009?
Yeah.
This man over here has changed, everything about, everything about the company, and almost all of it, I have to say, is for better.
Our clients. What is not for better?
I don't know, but there's got to be something. Maybe I'll find it.
Almost all of it's for the better. Okay. But
to my current recollection, everything has been. Our clients are getting better results. Our clients are referring more clients to us. It's just been. It's been amazing. You're doing amazing stuff. I haven't been able to do a podcast. I've been a little bit busy, and I got a notification on my app. New podcast posted. And I'm like, wait, I have not been on a podcast. What is going on here? And it turns out you did that podcast with Andres and Kevin, right? Who I consider these guys are I'm going to say, and this is a little sad because they lost this week, the Astros. It was sad. I was at the game and it was sad. That was my opportunity to get off of my bucket list, attending a home game World Series.
Boom, you did. I checked the box.
No, we lost.
You didn't say win. You just said attend.
Oh, it's going to happen. I wanted to attend because it was very anticlimactic as everybody in the audience leaves except for, the Washington fans. And there were 1,000
of them. Were they friendly?
They were very friendly. Yeah, they were.
Because they
won. They were not like New York at all. So Altuve, right, is like this little giant, right? Just a gigantic person and baseball player. And then you've got Andreas and Kevin came in. Their company is kind of a smaller company, but they're like a little giant. They're working with Ford. They're working with
U.S. Marines.
Marines. So they're like little giants. So you did this podcast with little giants. So that changed. Good, right? And then I've always said you've changed everything except the company name. And I get this email this week. It's like, Chris, what do you think about EWR as the name for eWeb Results?
EWR Media.
And my first thought is like, okay, it's good, right? He's finally asked to change even the name. And then I'm like, maybe shoring up a little of the armaments, going, well, EWR is the call sign for Newark, LaGuardia, Newark, I think it's Newark Airport in New Jersey. And he pushes through that.
What's the problem with that?
So all of these changes, even changing the name of the company, okay, good, it's making progress. But I am now sitting for a podcast. I don't know if I can handle sitting for a podcast. Okay. Like, I know I've just ranted for 5 minutes and I am still sitting.
We've sat it before.
I don't.
We sat before, but then you wanted to go on the higher chairs.
Yeah, sitting at a table, right? At the table at a podcast.
Well, we're going to get some boom mics at some point.
Yeah, and then we'll have those in front of our face.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so I don't know. Yeah. Maybe that's the last straw. Everything else was successful and is working great, but we should just throw it all away because I'm now sitting in it's great.
There have been certain kind of, you put the line in the sand with certain things and we've crossed the line.
That's why the line is in sand.
It's like,
not in permanent marker.
I have never heard that. I like that. The line was written in sand, not stone.
Right, as it wasn't etched in concrete, right? So this is part three, and we, had a slight interruption just because of time delays. We're talking about, 21 marketing to SEO tips that work in 2019 by Brian D. And this is part three. So we're actually going from 17 on Brian Dean just writes amazing articles, Backlinko. He's like a, what would you call a like a content creation genius.
Yeah, him and Neil Patel. They're I feel like they're left arm, right arm kind of thing.
Yeah, very much so. All right, so so go back to the previous podcast and check out if you want to hear tips 1 through 16, right?
So content is king.
Yes.
But distribution is queen.
and guess who wears the pants in the family? Mm. It's always the queen. It seems to be always the queen.
Yeah.
All right. So number 7, remember the first link priority rule. Do you know the first link priority rule?
Don't read quickly. My mind has gone all different directions.
Yeah.
So I have no idea what.
So it's pretty
anything.
Easy. So imagine you're looking at a page and there's two links on that page that go to another page.
Oh, right? The top link. Page.
There you go.
Justin, come on, give me quizzes.
First link priority rule. So what it's saying is be very conscious about what's in your menu structure, right? Because that's usually the first time that the link to your other internal page is. And so he gave the example of the link in the menu structure was recipe index, right? And really later in that home, we'll say it's the home page. I don't know if it was, but later on that page, there was a link and the anchor text was healthy recipes, which is obviously like people are going to be searching for healthy recipes was the target keyword. And his point was, well, Google's going to say recipe index is the first thing. So be cognizant of that and put the keyword rich name in your menu structure.
Well, so just think about if you're writing an article in general, like go back to school, right? Or whatever. And the thing is, what is the most important sentence of a paragraph? It's the first sentence.
Yep.
Right? What's the most important well, I guess the order would be like, what's the most important paragraph on a page? It's the first paragraph.
The first one, yeah.
Right? And then what's the most important link or anchor text? The first one. What image? First one. Like Google's looking at higher priority. And also, if you look at a heat map, you'll see basically you lose people as you go down the page, as you kind of, and it's pretty significant.
Yeah.
Like, so really you're thinking about above the fold, below the fold, you know, put all your information up front. I mean, even in copywriting, like if you can't get them hooked with the link, and then we were talking about in the last podcast, really the reason you write the next line is to get them to read the next line.
Yeah.
And then the next line.
I was going to mention that.
Yeah. So it's really important.
You stole that from me.
Well.
All right. Use keyword rich anchors in your site navigation. I think that's pretty straightforward. Number 18, create your own keywords. Do you punch in the face? Is that a good strategy?
You like creating your own keywords? ESS60.
Yeah. My other company, we're working on kind of having a very specific branded keyword.
Yeah.
And kind of changing the dialogue. In his case, he's like, a brand, a product, a step-by-step system. If you've created it, like there's only one person who's optimized for it. So that's
well. Good. Well, look, inbound marketing. That's what HubSpot.
Yeah.
HubSpot started. They coined the term, and now I mean they're ranking for everything related to that because basically in Google's kind of mind structure, they were the first ones to kind of build out that word, so they're going to have so much domain authority. Side note: have a client that is in the mixed martial arts space.
Yeah.
And we're going to be outranking, and we already have for parts of the word, but for the people that started jiu-jitsu, we're outranking the people that actually started jiu-jitsu here.
Jiu-jitsu?
Yeah. Jiu-jitsu. Yeah. So
it can be done.
It can be done. Anything can be done.
So is your next goal to outrank HubSpot for inbound marketing? Is that?
I mean, that's somewhere on the list, but it's way back there.
There's like the list that's going to happen, the list that probably should happen and might happen, the list that might happen, the list that's probably never going to happen. That's just because of time, right?
Well, you know,
not that it can't be
we'll
done.
We'll see. I mean, when we start coming out with some email automation services, like we'll do it then.
So it's like, so Brian shares that
I'm going to outrank the New York airport for their... I'm doing that.
EWR.
That's definitely happening.
That's cool. Yeah. So he gives the example, like he wrote this article, it's called Link Building Case Study, How I Increased My Search Traffic by 110% in 14 days. And he created the phrase, the skyscraper technique,
he did.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So guess who shows up when you search for skyscraper? great.
Neil
this
Patel.
Guy, yeah.
No, so I'm just kidding. Brian still, does too.
He still gets a steady stream of organic traffic from people searching for the skyscraper technique.
No, for sure.
And we've talked about it on our podcast. So, number 19, find undiscovered keywords with this underground SEO tool.
Which tool is that?
Yeah, it's on the next page.
Seed keywords. Okay.
Yes. So it's called seedkeywords.com, and it's really kind of interesting. So first you head to Seed Keywords and you select a scenario, right? You're going to create a scenario where people might search, and then you actually can email it to friends and family and ask them how they would search for this scenario. Right?
I like that. So
and then they get back to you and, you know.
You do like a little survey, you know.
Your friends and family never think the way you do.
Yeah,
right? So
true.
They're coming up with stuff. And I'm sure this has happened to you. You go home and you say something and they go, like, I would search for this. And in your head, you're like, well, no one would search that way. Well, and then you're like, well, okay, if you will, there's lots of people who would search that way.
Well, we really found, like, you know, people aren't comfortable dropping off the www dot.
Right.
Right. Not yet.
Yeah.
Right. And so if you put like, you know, ewebresults.com, you really need to have the www dot like for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And so there's definitely, you know, early adopters and there's like things.
Laggers. Yeah.
Yeah. And people use things very differently. So I'm always surprised that not everybody thinks like I do.
Yeah. Because it's so logical in my head.
But I mean, that's why you got to go based on the data.
Yeah.
Okay. Like you got to do what the data tells you to do. And that's why I like digital marketing so much is you take like a data snapshot of what everybody's doing and then you cater to the majority. Right. So,
I think and everyone here at this office is very passionate about this is the right solution, right? Because you need to be driven. And then when you get the data and it's clearly not the right solution, like, well, this is the right solution. Like, whatever's next, that whatever the data tells you.
Well, like, people ask me, like, what do you think? And I'm like, well, here's some of the best practices, but, like, let's see what the data tells us.
Yeah.
And so, you know, always go data first. I mean, you'll never go wrong. Data doesn't lie.
Well, unmanipulated data doesn't lie. All right, number 20, find niche-specific link-building opportunities using Flippa. Flippa.com. So
sounds pretty gangster.
This is an interesting strategy. Flippa is like an eBay for websites. And so as you're looking, so I'm just going to read this because we weren't familiar with Flippa.
No.
We will be at the end of this. Because people that sell their sites on Flippa give away every detail about how they built their site, that means they often show you their keywords, content marketing strategy, and of course, link sources. It's like downloadable content marketing plans if that site is in a good spot.
Wow.
So basically, you want to look for a website that has monthly users of at least 500 per month. And then he gives this whole example where they've shown you the inbound links that that website currently has. So guess what kind of list that is? A contact list.
I have heard of Flippa, but that's like, you know, buying a website, getting it to rank, and then selling it.
Right.
Interesting.
But
I never thought about that.
But you can use the data that they're sharing with you in order to like
this is do good. Some, I'm learning stuff. That's
engineering.
Why we do this podcast.
Yes,
Brian. For us too, Brian. Thank you.
Yeah. Wait, maybe we should erase it so that we don't share it with everyone who does SEO, and it's only like Brian and us, and well, I guess anyone who's read the article.
Well, I mean, we've given enough stuff away
that we just should keep going. That
basically we've created our own competition.
Yeah.
We're gonna put everything back in a black box.
Yeah,
and be like, hey, do you want internet marketing? Like, just buy this little black box, and we got you.
Yep.
No, but here's the thing. That's the funny thing, right? Strategy is super valuable.
Yes.
Okay, strategy is what drives everything.
Execution of the wrong strategy is a total waste of money.
Yeah, so executing strategy is also equally as important.
Yes.
So you not only got to get out of strategy.
Strategy without execution is also not valuable.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I don't know. That's it.
So execution without strategy, not valuable. Strategy without execution, not value. You need both of those pieces.
Yes, you really do.
And
really, everybody that has a business has to start to become at least familiar with digital marketing.
Yep.
I mean, the world
that's why
we live in today.
Listening to our podcast. I mean, that's what's going on.
All y'all are really smart.
You are geniuses.
Yeah.
Geniuses. Use the
flipping number geniuses.
21. Use the Google Search Console to get more targeted traffic. Right. So we're all.
Yes, that's true. I thought you were going to say search like Keyword Planner, because Keyword Planner only shows you the paid terms. So there's this huge gap, right? So
it's using unpaid terms,
like you know, and of unpaid terms that, that there might be opportunity or there is still business intent, but people miss it.
Yeah.
Like I've seen so much that
I kind of have to think that most PPC campaigns are run so sloppily, right? And so like open that what keywords are not actually being paid for?
Like, well, I have found that, right? Yeah. So I have found that if no one's bidding on it, there's keywords that, you know, okay, so it's say $30 a click for whatever this is, but this keyword that is a little bit longer tail.
And there's maybe even a little more intent.
Yeah, a little more intent that no one's bidding on it. So I'm like, you know, and then maybe the SEO to difficulty to rank for it's like 70 or something that. So it's very difficult to rank for it like overnight or whatever. And so basically it's like, that's where you put the paid dollars.
Right.
And so you got to get a lot more strategic on how you're doing things, and like this mass volume is just bidding up the price. I mean, I got about 32x, 15x to 32x, depending on the client,
right,
with SEO.
Right.
Like when we're talking like 6 months to a year campaigns.
Yep.
And it's that number's just gonna widen because more people are just dumping money into PPC.
Yeah, you were saying you went to this agency only conference and almost none of them were doing search. Like,
well, people don't want to do SEO because it's a moving target.
Moving target. Right?
It's getting tougher. Yeah.
It takes a lot of different skill sets. Like,
yeah. So there's a lot that goes into it, but I mean, for 32x return on investment.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Like
let's.
That's where you start. Like that's.
Yeah.
It may take a little bit longer, but that's where your value is going to come.
That's what I've seen. So.
So again, get into Search Console. The data comes straight from there. What he did is he looked at see how many clicks for a particular high impression term you're getting. So if you're getting a ton of impressions but not many clicks, then there's opportunities there. Why might you not be getting any clicks? If you're in, you know, page one,
on you've the first got, page.
Well, and if you're in team, yeah, top, right? So if you're in position 10, you may be getting a ton of impressions because maybe there's a lot of search volume, but we know most of those clicks are going through 1 through 5, right? 1 through 3, really. And so you can get a lot, so you got to boost that up. And he was like, well, how do you do that? Improve your click-through rate, meta description, add more content, like make it a better article. Include visual multimedia, include videos so that people stay there longer and build backlinks. That sounds like fundamental SEO.
It does. I mean, I was just kind of like, give me an epiphany. Give me an epiphany. Give me an
and
epiphany.
It's not there.
So another quick story, another client. So client came to us, had big SEO companies doing stuff. They were doing some, I would say, some very shady things.
We'll call it on the line.
I would say they're quite a bit far past the line, personally.
Yep.
But basically, the client was saying, hey, and I was telling them to do like fundamental SEO on their site, on page stuff. Like none of it had been done.
Which they were convinced was already done.
Everything was being driven off page and just boosting this thing up there. And so when we picked up the client, it like fell like a rock.
Yeah.
And they're like, what did y'all do? And I was like, let me show you what is actually happening. And I had to educate them on the back end. And so they had put $100,000 into this website that basically the company had just peeled off as soon as they left.
All the links, things they were paying for.
And I was like, and so when we were in the discussion period, they were trying to figure out why this company hadn't done the fundamental stuff.
Right.
Okay. And I was like, because they don't care about your website.
Yeah.
And that was like really hard for them to hear.
And they're like, they don't care about your long-term strategy.
Well, they were really trying to figure out why all this stuff hadn't been done because it was very basic and fundamental. And they're like, we know this stuff, it's basic and fundamental. And I was like, well, it hasn't been done. Well, why would they not do that? That's what they were asking me. Why would they not do that? And I was like, I don't know. Like, I think they just don't care about your website. And they were like, I mean, they had a long-term relationship with this company. And you know, I was like that, yeah. And then when we switched, it was like dropped like a rock. And I was like, and I pointed out everything that was happening. I was educating them along the way. We caught it, okay. We had to do so they had a toxic backlink profile too,
right.
And so we were having to do customer repair, get it back up. Happy to say, we're probably 6 months in. Their website is now at the highest point it's ever been. And we've done it the right way.
Yep.
And we've been repairing.
And it's sustainable. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyways.
Very cool. All right. So he did. This article was about 21 tips. And now we've got our first bonus.
Boom. I love bonuses.
Because it is Brian. You don't have an article without a bonus in it. And so bonus number one, get more traffic and white hat links with your upside down guest post. Again, I'm going to ask you without looking at the paper, do you know what an upside down guest post is?
I probably do, but I don't know that by that,
that
name.
That name, right? Yeah. Well, he's always coming up with his own name, so is that even fair?
This is true.
Intelligently so. Basically, typically you write a guest post and your author tag, right? Your author block, not tag, right? Because that's something very specific. Your author block is at the bottom, and that's where your link is. And there's been some talk about, you know, Google's been cracking down on guest posts, and Google is devaluing those links that are like in that bio tag area, in bio, right? So just move it to the top. Like, so have it start off with like, here's a little bit about Matt, and then now read the article. So it makes sense.
Just move it to the top in the abstract. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Kind of simple.
Yeah.
And so, and obviously somewhere in the body of the article would be a good place too.
So, okay. So I got a little bonus.
Oh, but don't make sure it's not forced. Like you're just not forcing it in there. Make sure it flows with the article.
I got a little bonus of my own.
Okay.
All right. So I'm working with one of our new podcast outreach VAs.
Right.
So, and basically we're training her to do a bunch of different stuff. And this is what she said.
So podcast outreach, just in case anybody doesn't know, that's the process. So for like, for my other company, I'm appearing on podcasts. And so we've got a team of people who are working to get me on those podcasts.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're actually building a whole kind of media division, right? Yeah. And growing that. So there's a lot of moving parts. But basically, she was telling me about how her brother was writing papers in 30 minutes to an hour, right? So think about back in school, writing papers 30 minutes an hour. So just going into Google and hitting record and then like text writing it.
Oh, yeah.
And then just cleaning it up. And so, you know, I definitely, we're writing another book, right? A bunch of us are writing another book. And so I've been focused on that.
It's Chris Burris and the Influencers, right? That's the, title of it.
I think that that was your vote, but everybody else
has a vote of one so far. You know, and, wait, I'm sure I can get my wife to vote too.
I think Nolan was on board with that. No, but, so we're writing another book. And so when I'm writing a book, I usually don't do as much blogging, right? But there's definitely some stuff that I want to share that I've been learning. And I'm like, how can I do that? Because usually me writing, I got to sit down. It takes forever. So that's something that I'm gonna try.
Dictating articles.
Yeah. I'm going to try that and then just get it to one of our copywriters to clean it up.
It's such a crazy concept because we have our customers come in and we record conversations that they have with our writers, and then they turn them into blogs and good content. So crazy.
It
takes a while to click.
It takes a while to click. I mean, I'm surprised they didn't change your name before now.
All right. Let's see. The next is, and this is interesting. So a bonus in this article of 21 SEO tips is learn SEO quickly with this step-by-step beginner's guide. And he literally goes through, I think it's about 4 points, but what we're going to say is just, you know, continue to listen to our podcast.
Yeah, we're how you learn SEO.
Yes.
I think that we're sharing what we're doing and what we're finding out with you.
Yep.
And we have a pretty large data set that we get to see accounts across all industries. So we do a lot of home services. We do a lot of professional services.
Legal, yeah.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of e-com as well now.
Yep.
And really, B2B is more customized, right? But big corporate accounts, depending on, like, a lot of them are selling to the end user.
Yeah,
or
they,
So B2C on kind of any level. And, you know, we're sharing what we're doing and what's working with you, right?
Yeah.
And then also, if you are a client of ours, we're actually coming out with a newsletter where we're going to be sharing even more, I guess, insider tips of like what's happening, what's going on. And that's going to be part of kind of our, like if you're a client, so you get kind of inside scoop of stuff.
Yeah.
And that's going to be coming out monthly this month, actually. So,
wow,
yeah,
very cool.
Working on that. So a lot of writing, just maybe a lot more dictating.
Just giving it all away, like we've done from the beginning.
Come on.
Yeah.
We need some competition.
All right, we have one more. We have bonus number three. Mm. Use expert roundups to generate links and social shares on autopilot. Good in the Tesla, I can tell you. Autopilot is...
Yeah.
It's I can start reading articles like this. Ding, ding.
That is awesome. No, I think roundups are fantastic. I will tell you that our new bestseo.com, bestseopodcast.com website, we got that bad boy to rank on first page for that keyword term with no links, based on the taxonomy of the site, the site structure, what we built it in. It's a PWA,
Fundamental SEO?
Fundamental SEO.
Yeah.
Fundamental SEO you can rank on first page. Content you can rank on first page. And then there's everything else that gets you over the top based on competition. But SEO, that term is starting... Like, now we're like LinkedIn SEO and, you know, YouTube SEO. Like, everything is just basically online visibility, getting your product or service or yourself, if you're building your personal brand, to the top.
You mean like,
this
book? Yeah.
This book, you could get your own bobblehead.
Yeah.
Yeah. That happens.
Yeah. So that's part of the strategy in the book. I think that's chapter 48.
Well, so this next the next book that we're coming out with are really, you know, people like yourself, other influencers in Houston have huge followings, have podcasts, you know, drive their business great content attraction marketing, and bring the business to you. So a lot of these fundamental strategies that we talk about in here, people are using every day, and like this is like really what I'm starting to see. Everybody just needs to be like... being an internet marketer is like a full-time job, but almost in every role that I can think of, from like recruiters on LinkedIn, salespeople, business owners, like you almost have to, like you can't get around it.
Yep.
Like everyone needs digital marketing.
Yep.
Everybody needs online visibility. And really the generation, they actually came up with a new generation. Did you know that? There's like 4 years and they're like in between.
I don't know if you know this, that happens like... when people have kids, there's a new
generation. But no, they're going back and they're relabeling the generation. They've relabeled it, and it was like through the 4 year period where people were like in high school or whatever that didn't have technology and then got hit with technology. Like
it was
transition.
Yeah.
But now people that are moving into the consumer market. Okay, like we say, I think probably 18 and up or something like that.
They've had it like from the beginning.
From the beginning.
Yeah.
And so
middle school.
So how they think, how they do things is completely different.
Yep.
And so there's definitely like when you're marketing to different genres, you have to market in a different way.
Yeah.
But as people
generations.
Start.
Generations. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Genre is not the same thing.
Well, genre is like a type of music is a genre. Like, so you might have a type of...
So what's
people,
a baby boomer?
A baby boomer is a generation.
Okay,
yeah,
fair
it's
enough.
It's a generation of people.
I felt like it was a genre of people.
You might be able to say there are like lots of genres in them. Like hippies might be a genre
of people. We'll see what Wikipedia says because I don't know. Maybe we'll add some new links to Wikipedia. So.
Changing the face of literature one podcast at a time.
Ooh, Chris.
If only we were a literature podcast. An authorship podcast.
I like it.
All right, so the final bonus we already did. Roundups, generate links.
Yeah.
Put together a bunch of, I don't know, here's an interesting strategy. Put together a bunch of influencers in a city like Houston, throw them into a book, and then...
get everybody to cross-promote the book.
We're already doing that. Brian, you're a genius.
That's what I'll tell you. When I went up to this conference, about everything they were saying, we were already doing.
Yeah.
Or working on.
Yep.
There was a few things related to like proposals that I learned. There was definitely some good networking that was being done. And I just realized also... how many people don't do search?
Yeah.
Okay. There is so many people that do paid advertising, but very, very, very few people did search, or at least did it well.
Right.
And I'm like reading like articles, right, as I was trying to stay up to date with what's going on. And people are like, yeah, if you're stuck in the second page, like, you know, whatever, purgatory for SEO, and it's like, if you're not on the first page and your clients aren't on the first page and you're not getting there within like a year's time frame, like, step up your SEO.
Don't sell that service.
I mean, we're putting people in the first position in Google. Yep. Like that, like that's what we're trying to figure out how to do, yep, is get people in the first position or top five for Google and stay there.
Yep.
But like to get to, and like I'm hearing a lot of these articles and people talking about, you know, the things you need to do to like get off the second page. Like,
get off of position five.
Yeah, like, right? Like, how do we move from position five to position one? How do we move position nine to position five and then position one? And then also, really, what we're doing a lot of is, like, here's the business strategy to gain business multi-channel.
Yep.
And then grow into other areas. I mean, we have a lot of clients where we really do look for clients that are long-term.
Looking
to grow long-term and that are, like, kind of growth-oriented. Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm just saying, I'm seeing this huge divide happen. Yep. People know that internet marketing is working and they're dumping in money.
Yep.
Okay. And it's getting more and more competitive. And people that are not like totally sold on it, that are kind of backing away from it. And really the lion's share is getting over here,
right,
with the people that are dumping in. And it's just spreading. It's just spreading. The bigger brands are coming in, and you know, I think every month it changes a little, yep, bit. It's moving target, gets a little tougher.
So I think one of the things that's interesting about search, right, search engine optimization, is everything that you need to know about running PPC ads, right, except for the interface, right? So you got to know how to use the interface and what options are available. But everything that you know to do SEO, like, think about it. Get in front of the client, make sure you keep their attention, make sure you make them take action. That applies to PPC, but there is so much that happens on the search side that you don't have to know or execute well to have a successful PPC campaign.
Yeah, PPC is pretty straightforward. A lot of the fundamentals, how the algorithm works, absolutely can be applied. SEO, a lot more. There's 250 something different ranking factors. I think there's actually a ton more. There's also ranking factors that Google is saying is not a ranking factor that I've seen
that are clearly are,
yeah, that are, like, there's just so much. Like, I feel like to do SEO good, you kind of have to have a village, like, yeah, that, like, you have to have a whole team to do it, because doing one thing or this thing, or when we talk to people, like, based on whatever strategy they were using, they're like, it doesn't work. And I was like, well, that's one sliver,
yep,
of the entire pie of like what you need to be focused on. And if you're not doing it on a certain level, it's just like a drop in the ocean.
Yep.
So, but yeah, I know we got to wrap up. We got to get out of here. We can talk.
This was another great podcast punch in the face to you, Brian,
yeah,
Dean.
Yeah.
If you're interested in some swag, right, you can get some t-shirts, yeah, from us, yeah, marketing t-shirts. Yeah. There are not even really that many great ones out there. We've got them.
Yeah.
Go to ewebresults.com/swag and you can find those.
I really would like to get some like hats.
Okay.
Some other merch.
Yeah. You're just changing everything.
Merch.
We need some merch.
We need swag. Some merch.
And yeah, punch in the face to Brian Dean. Punch in the face to all of you fans who've been listening to our podcast.
Yes.
We're so excited that you're following
the
podcast.
Leave us a review if you've had success.
Yes.
Tell us that this is working, because people have reached out to me and say, hey, are you still doing it? Are you still pushing it out on iTunes? Like, I want to listen to more podcasts. Like, fuel the fire.
Yes.
Okay. Let us know that it's working, that you, yep, want it. Share, comment, you know, introduce us to people.
Shiko. Hey, is that a branded phrase that,
yeah,
has been created?
Yeah, I feel like that is. It's the branded
Shiko
phrase.
Share,
yeah,
like, and follow us.
Boom.
Please.
Patoof.
Yeah, really important.
Yeah.
And you guys have made us one of the most popular internet marketing podcasts on iTunes. We really appreciate you.
Yes.
Until the next podcast, my name is Chris Burris.
My name is Matt Bertram.
Bye-bye for now. Wait.
All right, so tell us when we're ready to go. Why? Welcome to the SEM podcast.
Look at this. It's just one simple move. If that's recorded, that should go somewhere.